This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding in the end of do you have a marked off?
I think we got up to Aleph.
Yeah. Up to Aleph. We're starting Aleph in Perikavi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay, so we're holding here in Chela Gimel. Perek V Aleph. So now he's going to speak specifically about the Nevuah itself. So we've seen till now sort of a hierarchy of Haskola, Havana, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. B'mikra Nevuah. Hine, Hanovik she'agil madregas ha'nevuah b'shleimus, yasig eskola magila v'asog of Ruach of Diyah Shleima. And everything that he gets, he knows, he understands it totally. Pirish. Ki afal pirish alfi adrogas lachana perik hakoidem yikmo al dimyoines vachakiga machshavois kifi adrogas lachano hine bagiol bernevosa yasig a yoisinovi beemis pirish ha yoisim iskashba isparach vi yoisis boshum is galloi pearl boy kol oisina pulois. V'yasig ha'yoseh dimyoynes ha'shen itztayru bo dimyoynes nevuyim nif'olu v'shuv yisvash ma'ashak fe'alem v'kova bo yediyas hinya she'kova de'shifo yiseh le'sher le'shum sofik le'bun v'osei le'bichin ha'ser le'kodes ha'mshavais. So again, he's coming from the Rambam here, and let's see what he's saying. He's saying that we spoke about before that it's a progression that sits a lot on koach ha'dimyon. Koach ha'dimyon of a person allows him to go beyond where he is and what he is and to be masig more. So, and a Navi, we saw, sees only the Dimyonos. A Navi is an unclear window. And it sees all sorts of things coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, is it Emes? Is it not Emes? Dimyon is not a very, very Emesa type of faculty of a person, and Lemaisa, everything is coming through Dimyan and not clear either. So he says that once he gets to Nevuah, so it's clear to him that what exactly he's seeing and what the meaning of it is. Now, he's coming off the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about this and in Yisrael Torah, and the Rambam says that a Navi gets the Nevuah, he gets a Nevuah, which is a picture, and he gets the Pisrin of the Nevuah also. He gets the picture and the caption underneath it. So he knows clearly what it means because that's included in it. Yirmiyah, Mata Roya, Makal Shkedim Anoichi Roya, Hina Yishakid, Lavius Aron, so on and so forth. So you get both the Mara and the Pisrin coming together. Let's understand why. Let's understand what the Pshat net is. Well, what's the Manifshach? If I can tell somebody something, why do I have to play games with him? Why doesn't Kesh Baruch tell him clearly what's going to be? Why do I have to see an almond branch and then have a Kesh Baruch ask me what are you seeing? I'll tell him almond branch, and says, oh, Why have it that way? The answer is, that is what Nevuah is about. Nevuah is not a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah is a heightened understanding and tfisa from my part into a world beyond. And the only way it's possible is through Koach HaDimyon. Let's explain a little bit about the Koach HaDimyon. All Koach HaDimyon always gets a bad rap. Like wherever we speak about Alishur, the Koach HaDimyon is what's else in Gemara. If a Mashkiach yells at you, do you know what Mashkiach and what yelling is? Two terms that are not so common here. He'll tell you you're full of Dimyonis. It's all your Dimyon. Yeah, this and that. So Dimyon is always bad. So what's good about it? So let's understand where Koach HaDimyon is good. Things that are in my shlita, I should not be using Koach HaDimyon. So if somebody asks me, how many Alishurs do we have? So I should actually count them and then count how many Bachrim and decide if I have enough. To say Be'erech is doing an injustice to it. There's an exact number. It's not Be'erech. There's an exact number, and I need to do that. So Koyach HaSeichel is a much better Koyach for things that are Kayim and exist in my world. But let's say I want to try to understand something outside of my world. So the only way I can do that is to Koyach HaDimyon. L'mashal, in my world, I know the etiquette. If he says this, I'm supposed to say this. If he acts this way, I'm supposed to act this way, and so on. If I come to a world that's not my world, I need to apply some comparison to what I have. Another way, when something hurts me, it hurts, and I know it. When something hurts you, I don't feel anything. The only way I could feel something is if I use my Koyach HaDimyon and I say, if I were in your situation and this was something that happened to me, how would I feel? And when I imagine it, I can now imagine how you feel. When it comes to inyanim that are not of this world, inyanim velikus, there is nothing that we could say that's specific. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a chariot and he doesn't have horses and he doesn't have angels with wings. None of that exists. If what I mean by it is the picture that I have. So what are you talking about? Talking about Malachim, talking about this and that. But what does that mean? So I give a marshal of a chariot that conveys a sense of some entity moving from one place to another place. Here's the Melech, and the Melech appears in place A and then in place B via chariot. So there's something Lamala that when Hashkach is meant to go from point place to place, that's how it happens. And that's called a chariot, that's called a Merkava, and so on. The only way I could talk about that world is through Mishalim. There's nothing else. When I talk about a cell in the body, and I say the cell needs to get food, so what does it do, and this and that, the cell is not doing anything, not going. But it's the only way I can take it, because in my world, different things exist. So Koach HaDimyon is the absolute koach that's necessary to understand. A Navi, when he's being told something, that is going to be a difficult kufa or a good kufa, it's not just being told information, go and tell everybody. He's being given the ability to plug into it, to dehear it, to see it. So Bal Korcha is with the Koach HaDimyon, and that means that he really understands it. Me'idach Gisa, he has to translate it accurately. So on the one hand, his Koach HaDimyon needs to be very well developed. On the other hand, he needs to be able to understand specifically what does it mean. A Navi says, is Masig Basaga Brua B'diyah Shleima. So even though you have Dimyonos first, and the Machshava comes only after the Dimyon by Nevuah, but Tachlis, a Navi is Emes in that sense. He's Emes in the sense that he's able to translate it correctly and say exactly what it is. So at the level that exists, let's give one more example of Dimyon and try to explain why it's so important to understand it. Why is it that you're not supposed to learn Kabbalah unless you're Talmud Chacham, unless you're older, unless you're mature, unless you're a Shemayim, all of the things that are written about why you should learn Kabbalah? The answer is because Kabbalah is a catch-22 situation. If I'm not going to use Dimyon, there's nothing I can talk about. I can tell you words. Those words mean nothing. This sphere goes that sphere, and therefore, to use words that don't mean anything to explain something that I don't understand is what did I gain? I don't understand it, and I'll explain to you with words that you don't understand. So where do I go with it? So I have to use a mashal to explain it to you. And I have to say right and left. Now, right and left is a mashal. Rav Shmuel has no right hand and left hand. And there's no malachim sitting on the right side, there's no left, there's no right, there's no left, there's no up and there's down. So what is it? The answer is, when I'm trying to give a picture of two things that are exactly like but opposite, it's a very hard picture. Fire and water are opposite and they are different. So that's opposite. Sharp and soft are very different. But how do I have things that are opposite that are exactly alike? Well, right, left and right, they're exactly the same and they're opposite. If I go like this, it's the opposite. The concept opposite is a hard concept. And it's one of the things scientists struggle, because the molecules come, it's called chirality. The same molecule, carbon attached to hydrogen, but it's built from right to left instead of left to right. It doesn't do the same in the body. It doesn't have the same function. And it's hard to understand, what is this, right, left, left, right? It's exactly the same. It's the same atoms attached to the exact same other atoms. And it's different. So we have a mashal that we live with and we understand it. So when we talk about Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, that Zelum HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates two Midas exactly like but exactly opposite, so right and left gives me a certain dimyon. So if a person has a good understanding and the hair, so a person can learn beyond things that exist here. If a person is coarse, if a person doesn't get it, if a person doesn't know what he's talking about, if a person is fadimian in other things, so his dimian is very coarse, then all of these pictures that Kabbalah gives you will take you off the dirt. They're borderline kfira. There's a joke, but it's a sad joke. It's unfortunately probably not even a joke. There's a group of chassidim at Yisrael who believe everybody should learn Kabbalah. Men, women, children, it's called Ashlag. The Ashlag, the Bala Sulam Chassidim, they believe everybody should learn Kabbalah and they sell sets to everybody and anything and anywhere, fine. So Tveria, the person told me the story, Tveria is always, by the Chassidim, like Tveria is like the place where the most Balabatish Chassidim live, like the really Amcha. So they sold to a Chassidish in Tveria a big set of Zohar. And one day he's standing with a friend of his in shul after davening and tells his friend, you know, what are you bulbing a cup for? You daven, you don't begin to know what you daven. What does it mean? What does it mean? The poor other guy didn't know. So this new Ashlag, the guy who had learned the Zohar, said, let me explain it to you. Gdula is the Akash Baruch's right hand, Gvur is his left hand, and Tiferes is his belly button. That's the problem. When you take the stuff and it becomes coarse and it becomes amcha, then it becomes borderline kfira. So it's a conundrum. You can't, unless I have a mashal of yamin and smoil and emtsa, I have nothing to say intelligent. Someone asked me, I said something, I don't know, I explained something, and someone came over to me and asked me, is that like the meat of Tiferes? I said, why say a word we don't understand and then explain it? Let's stick with the explanation. Like, well, why go through the loop and use words that help you nothing? What does the word help you? If you felt the explanation is a good explanation, great. Why add a word that you'll need to explain the word? So unless I have some tefis and avana, and that's koach hadimyon. So a navi needs koach hadimyon in the utmost, and it has to be kula b'ktusha. And therefore the person sees the dimyon, he's toifes the dimyon, and then he understands what it is. That's a much better tfisa than a person. Let's give one more dogma. Imagine somebody is a balabas, has no idea what goes on in yeshiva. Never looked at yeshiva, is a fair achid, he's looking for a very good bacha. So they tell him this bacha is a very good bacha. And so, what does it mean? He's a very good bacha. Well, he knows all the ktsois. He's mechadish. None of that means anything to me. So, the only thing I can say is he's a very good bacha. And practically, it's worth taking as a son-in-law or whatever. It is fine. But if I learned in a yeshiva and I understand the Hawaii of the yeshiva, I understand the experience of yeshiva, so then and then someone points out that a bacha who's like this, that's chshivas. A bacha who's like this is less chshivas, more chshivas, whatever. The words mean something because I have the picture of it. So I know what a masmid looks like. I know what a shemaim looks like. I know what an amkin looks like. I know what a charef looks like. So when I've experienced it, then someone gives me a word, I have it clear. So the clearest tfisa works when first there's a picture, and then there's a hezbe for it. So every nevuah comes with the two together. And that's the Rambam says beforeish, and he's taking this off the Rambam. This is the Rambam's neschoyes and so on. Every nevuah comes with a tfisa klolis of the inyan al derech hadimyon. And then with a hezber, which makes sure that you got it right. Okay, this is, we're holding base.